Welcome back and happy Tuesday. I just spent the morning at Cornell Tech with 40 students from the Imperial College of London, all looking at FinTech, and it was super exciting to give them a fresh perspective and actually talk to them. One of the main things we talked about was the role of accelerators. So on this series, we've talked a lot about venture capitalists from that perspective, from the corporate perspective and from entrepreneurs, but we haven't gotten it yet into accelerators. And I think that they play a crucial role in the larger ecosystem. And if you look at FinTech, there are a variety of accelerators. You have the Barclays Techstar, you have Startup Bootcamp FinTech, you have the InsurTech spinoffs as well, you have INV FinTech, which is more of a remote accelerator, and a handful of others. And one that I have not yet mentioned is Village Capital. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to Marcia Chong, who is the manager of financial innovation practice at Village Capital. As you all know, Village Capital holds a special place in my heart and as being an advisory board member here, and we're actually preparing for one of our roundtables. But Marcia, I would love to hear a little bit more from you about your role at Village Capital, who Village Capital is, and why you think it's so important.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And so Village Capital, as Scarlett mentioned, is an accelerator. We support entrepreneurs by finding often overlooked entrepreneurs across different sectors. So financial health and fintech is one of them. And then we connect them through with mentors that could be investors, corporates, leaders from financial institutions so that they can start building relationships. And then we also... And what I would say is unique about our model is that our framework is based on peer review and peer selection. And so we put together cohorts of entrepreneurs that go through this intensive 2 to 3 month program. And they're meeting in person throughout and also have things to do virtually. And at the crux of the program are entrepreneurs providing direct and transparent feedback to one another on different parts of their business. So whether that's team, business model, what type of capital do you want to raise? For what milestones? Who should you be speaking with? What does your pricing model look like? And at the heart of our model, we believe that entrepreneurs on the ground also can provide that really essential feedback to help each other grow and scale.
And I think that's so important because oftentimes that's where the most value is derived, is by talking to other people who are in that same place that you are and getting that feedback and seeing what doesn't go wrong and what has really worked out well. And a lot of that is hard to do if you go to a conference or an event. It's that one-on-one direct feedback and experience.
Yes.
Perfect. So a little bit about your role. So what role do you play within Village Capital, and why is that so exciting?
Sure. And so at Village Capital, I am the manager of our financial innovation practice. And what that entails is two things. So leading our U.S. financial health program. And so that entails building relationships with people like Scarlett, who are leaders in this space. Building relationships with entrepreneurs to recruit them for our programs, and also entails this other component of building relationships not just with VCs investors or venture capital investors, but also with alternative finance investors, debt, revenue-based financing, and really figuring out what are the breadth of capital out there that we could be using to better support our entrepreneurs.
Awesome. Perfect. So if you want to hear more about Village Capital and learn more about Marcia and her background, please click the link below. And don't forget to subscribe. Until next Tuesday, signing off.